Last winter, protesters packed committee meetings after lawmakers proposed a constitutional amendment to allow the state of Wyoming to take over management of federal lands. Republican Senator Larry Hicks supports the idea, but decided to reach out to Shane Cross in the Wyoming Wildlife Federation, who opposed land transfers. He challenged them to come up with a better solution. As part of her series, I Respectfully Disagree, Wyoming Public Radio's Melody Edwards sat down with Senator Hicks at the dining table of the Wyoming Wildlife Federation president, Shane Cross, on his ranch near Douglas. Hicks says there is one thing they do agree on: forever protecting access to Wyoming's wild places.
I think what we want is the same thing, and we just disagree on what the most appropriate tool is to accomplish that. So we're not that far apart. My discussion with Shane and some of the other members and the staff was, if this isn't the tool, what is?
I went into the meeting on behalf of TU and Wyoming Wildlife Federation. I didn't necessarily like the concept, but I talked to some folks about Senator Hicks before we went down there, and he is part of a number of really beneficial collaborative efforts. And then I walked into his office and saw all kinds of photographs of hunting on public lands across the West. And so it was like sitting across from someone who did have the same values and the same desires that we had. And during the conversation, we still didn't agree on everything, but he put forth the challenge of, which I thought was totally appropriate, and I think it's what Wyoming used to do if we still don't do it. And that is, well, let's not talk about the problem. We identify the problem, but let's not just keep poking each other with the problem. Let's try to find solutions to what concerns you and what concerns us. So what we did initially as a response was to try to identify other collaboratives or other ideas that other locations had used that helped empower local communities more effectively participate in existing processes.
Using model legislation from Colorado, they hammered out a plan for Wyoming to pay to train local leaders how to negotiate with federal land managers on prickly issues like logging or grazing or sagegrass protections.
When you hear the experts from the University of Wyoming saying their experience after going through this is, man, we are really deficient in training an opportunity. So I do think that there's a provision in this bill that sets up kind of an advisory board, but also taps into the university's expertise and start to see how we can facilitate at the state level.
Since our conversation, this draft was tabled, but Hicks says he hopes to see the joint committee continue to work on it next year during its interim session. He says getting the bill right could take a few years.
With respect to the bill in particular, but I want to hear more about the intent and what you're proposing to see if there's suggestions we have is on how to better the wording. From Wildlife Federation's perspective, I think we want to make sure that all stakeholders would still have a seat at the tables of collaboration.
But just because they agree on the need for more local voice in land management doesn't mean they agree on everything. Hicks still says Wyoming could make a lot of money from the minerals from public lands. But Cross, a lawyer, says the law won't allow that anytime soon. They also don't agree on a more fundamental level.
I don't think the vast majority of the people in this country value the public lands like we do here in Wyoming. And the public lands that they do value are the Yellowstone Parks and the Grand Tetons and the Devil's Tower. I just don't see a lot of tourism in Adobe Town and the Red Desert in Wyoming. The single biggest financial asset left that the United States of America possesses is the land and the minerals.
I've been fortunate in that I'm back in Wyoming now, and I couldn't be happier being back. I did leave at 18. I lived in California for about 6 years for undergraduate and beyond. I've traveled all over the world. I did my law school in Virginia. All of my law school friends who don't work in the West but work in New York, Virginia, D.C., they love coming out and seeing what Wyoming has to offer. I don't get the sense that folks in the urban areas don't really value our lands deeply. Maybe they don't value them in the same way because they're not living there, but I do think that these things are broadly viewed as a national treasure. I think that's why we saw such a large opposition on a national scale to the concept of public lands transfer.
And, you know, on a national stage, there's just so much division going on and so much inability to kind of form these types of collaboratives. And in both of you, as you mentioned, have a history of trying to work across an aisle and find those solutions. That's kind of been your method over the course of both of your careers. Can you give some advice to people who are out there dealing with other issues that are just so divisive right now? What works? How do you make sure that that conversation stays open and solution-oriented?
If you really step out of yourself and listen to what the other side is saying and really try to understand what they're saying without prejudging where they're coming from, you can usually find the point of common ground that lies in there somewhere, or at least find a path to it.
For me personally, it's not a process, it's a way of doing business. And when you finally get there, you'll recognize it. Until then, it's a process. Getting back to what Shane said, is you know, you got to listen to the other person too. You just can't come in here and say, this is what I want, this is what I have to have. Until you can sit down with somebody that has a diametrically opposed view that you have and have a conversation, you probably are not going to collaborate very well. And that's why they take so long in some instances, is you have to develop those personal relationships. You can disagree on all kinds of things and still like people, right? So to be successful long-term, I say you have to invest your time into people's lives.
All right, well, thank you guys both so much for sharing this. Really appreciate it.
Did you bring the beer?
I did not.
Right. I got you covered.
All right.
The last I saw them, Senator Larry Hicks and Wyoming Wildlife Foundation's Shane Cross were headed off to tour the ranch, cold beers in hand. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Melody Edwards.